Give it a rest. By the 100-year lifestyle. Fatigue is a common complaint among people of all ages these days. Even if you sleep well, you might wake up feeling tired, even exhausted. If you are, you might be experiencing rest deficit. Then you need to take steps to recover, renew, and restore your energy. In other words, you need to give it a rest. In her book, Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity, Dr. Sandra Dalton-Smith outlines the difference between sleep and rest and why rest is so important to maintaining not only our energy, but our happiness, creativity, and relationships. According to Dr. Dalton-Smith, despite what busy people think, rest isn't optional. In fact, she outlines 7 types of essential rest that aren't achieved with a good night's sleep. Mental rest. When you're in mental overload, focusing and thinking too much, it's time for some mental rest. Too many of us try to push through, forcing ourselves to continue when we really need a timeout. Take a break with anything that shifts your attention completely. That could be exercise, a routine household task, or doing something completely new. Sensory rest. Today, almost all of us, regardless of our age or job, are experiencing sensory overload. Between our phones and the numerous other screens in our lives, in addition to the sounds, smells, and scenes which engage and overload our senses, we need a break. We talk about unplugging, but few of us ever really do. Stepping away from your computer screen to sit in front of the television doesn't help. Creative rest. Creative problem solving is part of just about everyone's job description today. Whether it's in your job or a part of what you do for your family or group of friends, most of us expend a great deal of creative energy during the course of each and every day. It's time to recharge. Do something that inspires you. Enjoy a favorite hobby, get outside in nature, listen to music, or stroll your local art museum. Creative rest is doctor's orders for just about everyone today. Emotional rest. We've all been through a lot in the last few years. These are trying times, and that can create or stir up a lot of emotions. Few of us take the time to process. Most of us just repress our emotions, and that eats up a lot of energy, whether you realize it or not. Take the time to process and free yourself of that energy drain. Find a friend or therapist to speak to. Spend time alone in thought. Do whatever works for you to productively and positively release those pent-up emotions. Social rest. We all have energy vampires in our lives. Make a point of spending time with people who support you and whose company you enjoy and keep the vampires at bay. Additionally, some of us find we're our own best company. A little solitude isn't a bad thing. Spiritual rest. Lastly, spiritual rest is described by Dr. Dalton Smith as the ability to connect with something beyond the physical and mental. Actually, this can take any of a number of different forms. It could mean practicing your religion, fulfilling your sense of purpose through volunteering, or spending time being awed by nature. You decide what spiritual rest is for you. The right mix. With the pressures of life today, it's likely you're in need of more than one different type of rest. Which type, how much, and how often will depend on your lifestyle and be different for each of us. The key is to build an awareness of our sensory overload and stop treating rest like a special treat. Coping with stress and avoiding burnout are an ongoing process, not something you handle with an annual vacation. The trick is to not let yourself get depleted in the first place. Make living a well-rested life your goal. Healthy lifestyle. Overcoming fatigue through rest, like every other aspect of a healthy lifestyle, requires a healthy spine and nervous system. If you're looking to live at 100% for 100 years or more, find a 100-year lifestyle provider near you today.